Thousands of hurricane evacuees in Texas are looking for work. Some analysts think the state will be able to absorb them because of its size and its growing economy. NPR's Frank Langfitt reports.
150 companies showed up for a job fair in Austin earlier this week. By day's end, one in seven evacuees had an offer, according to the Texas Workforce Commission. Among the firms was the staffing company Manpower, with jobs ranging from switchboard operator to collection agent. Shirley Sanders runs Manpower's Austin office. She says this is a good time to look for work in the city because jobs are available and unemployment is relatively low.
Certainly, there's never a good time for a disaster like this to happen. But the good news is that there is more opportunity today than there was, let's say, this time last year.
While Manpower offered existing positions, some companies created them. Chuy's is a restaurant chain that specializes in Tex-Mex. With so many evacuees coming from New Orleans, Chuy saw a chance to recruit some regional chefs. Michael Hatcher is the chain's director of operations.
Well, we've got an opportunity at a fairly new restaurant here in town called Lucy's Boatyard Grill that sits on the water on Lake Austin. It does have kind of a coastal feel to it, you know, a lot of grilled fish and that sort of thing. And we thought, well, here's an opportunity. A lot of displaced folks in New Orleans can do Cajun food, and we would love to have some more of that on the menu. And so we decided that we could make room for three chefs at this new restaurant.
About 700 people attended the job fair, which was organized by Goodwill Industries. Most were lower skilled and had worked service jobs back home. Many, though, did not fill out applications because they haven't made up their minds about the future. Again, Michael Hatcher.
A lot of the folks we talked to had not yet decided where they wanted to end up. I talked to a couple of folks that grew up, born and raised in New Orleans, and sounded like they would love to go back, but obviously at this point have no idea when.
An estimated 240,000 evacuees have moved to Texas. That sounds like a lot, but the Texas economy has more than 9 million jobs. Daniel Hammermesh teaches economics at the University of Texas at Austin. He thinks many evacuees will return to the Gulf Coast as the region rebuilds, and eventually the influx will seem like a blip.
One can't stress enough how little a thing this really is in terms of the impact on the Texas economy.
But for the displaced, even a temporary job could be a big help as they try to figure out what to do next. Frank Langfitt, NPR News.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.